Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Let's get some extremely local news now from Block Club Chicago and Seamus Toomey. Good morning, Seamus. Let's talk first about this plan to redevelop a vacant section of public housing along the Chicago River.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, we're talking about the Lathrop Homes, which are on the north side. They're at basically Diversey and Damon. But the most striking aspect of it is it sits along the north branch of the Chicago River. So if you're on one of those kayak tours or using the river more than in the past, you go by these places. And what really stands out is, first of all, there's a lot of housing there, and a lot of it has been vacant for more than 20 years or so. These were public housing projects that were built beginning in about 1938, and a lot of them had really just fallen into disrepair over the years. And then the city had moved along with a lot of the other public housing to clear them out, redevelop them, try to spread out some of the residents around the city so they weren't all clustered in one area. But really, it's been a slow project coming along. They've done some of it in the last about 5 or 6 years, but just last week the city agreed to set aside basically, you know, they're using like a tax increment financing district. They made it a little bit bigger so they can get about $60 million into this project. So could be good news for it. They're going to try to make a lot of these 500 new units affordable, so people who had previously lived there could possibly afford to go back there, and some of them could be market rate as well. So big chunk of land on the north side that they're trying to give a little bit more life to. But if anyone's driven down Diversey or Damon, you see there's a lot of these buildings that have been rehabbed, and they look really nice. And then you come by some that are completely covered in graffiti, haven't had anyone live in there in years. So they're trying to really just finish this project after 25 years.
A lot of potential there, pretty convenient location, and they could make that some valuable real estate. Let's talk about what's going on in Logan Square with the Maplewood Brewery. They're expanding, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. I'm usually on here talking about breweries closing, so this is good news, particularly in Logan Square, which lost the Revolution Tap Room on Milwaukee Avenue. But Maplewood, different story. They're on the other side of the Kennedy right off of Diversey. They're really tucked in, basically like down a side street. But they've been there in the tap room since about 2017, and they just announced that they're going to be expanding. A company next door left, so they're taking over 3,000 square feet there with plans to open up a kitchen, serve food, expand the tap room, make a little lounge so people could rent it out. It's a cool little spot. But it does feel a little when you go in there. So if there's a crowd in there, you know, you've got to look for a seat. So they're trying to address that, make a bigger bar, more tap line. So yeah, it's good news. Maplewood is a fun brewery. Their beer is all over the area now in the Midwest. So they're doing pretty well. So they're going to take a dive into expansion. And despite some of what other breweries have been seeing, Maplewood's going for it.
And as we've been reporting on the news, the Hard Rock downtown is closing. Any idea about what might go in that space, Seamus?
No, you know, nothing has really surfaced yet about what they're planning for it. But, you know, at 63 West Ontario, right there in the River North area, where it gets sort of expansive. So there's a lot of room there. If someone's planning something big, they're going to have a lot of room to work with. But, yeah, just another one of those. Boy, it doesn't feel like it's been there 40 years, but it's been there 40 years. And just another one of those sort of Disneyland-like places like the Rainforest Cafe that have come and gone in the last couple of years. So we'll definitely keep our eyes open to see what becomes of the Hard Rock or where that giant guitar is going to go by.
They've had their day. Seamus Toomey, more at blockclubchicago.org. Thank you, Seamus.